father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenbloom.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the main floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He once connected my dots and more to my blade. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote.
Stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
I'm Steve Rosenbloom. This is Saturday Suckage. Game day, Saturday Suckage. Let's find out who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not going to make anyway. You guys suck. And when I got traded the next day, oh, welcome to the Suck team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Toby called Raheem Harrison Grody yesterday after he called Saturday Suckage last week. He's back, as noted by a texter before the show started. Toby is alive. Yes, he's alive and well, and he's keeping Portland weird. That's his job. Random Bears fan. Jerry Bars!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks!
I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck.
Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck, I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Went.
We had fun, but there you go, I suck.
Garth Algar!
Turn it off, man, turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
The legend, Steve Dahl.
Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
I mean, it sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man.
Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucks to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Dam Tomlin.
It all sucks. It's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
A.J. Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
It sucks, man. It sucks.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck.
You suck, Trash Panda. We're in postseason form, not midseason form. We're in postseason form. This is postseason suckage. And we are the pre-game show. We are pre-3, like Luther Burden III, we're pre-3rd. Kate Horton, do we have him?
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Morris Sr.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
J.J. McCarthy.
Absolutely sucks.
Matt LaFleur.
They all suck. How about that?
Yeah. They're all going to suck the Packers today. Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Trash Panda.
What's up, man?
Dude, look at this. It's game day.
Bears.
And I'm being produced by the biggest meatball at the station. This is serendipitous. This is the suckage the way it ought to be. 847 texter before we got out in the air. Rosie, hopefully you suck today so the Bears defense doesn't have to. We'll discuss that later on. Anyways, this is Saturday Suckage. Right from the Bears defense to Saturday Suckage. Okay. We suck so you don't have to. As you know, we're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. That also gets you to our text line. Oh, my goodness. The Bearpocalypse is upon us. Finally. God, I'm glad this isn't a Sunday game. I want this. I want this now. If they could have played at 8 in the morning, that would have been great. It is upon us, the Bearpocalypse, the evil, dreaded Packer. So let's start with some public service announcements, some news, strategic rambling. I'm good at strategic rambling. Soldier Field tweeted this out this morning. Just so you know, if you want to eat hot dogs in miserable weather, you should know this. Welcome to Wild Card Weekend, tweeted Soldier Field. There is a Twitter account at Soldier Field. Here is everything you need to know ahead of the Bears versus Packers NFC Wild Card game this Saturday. Opening times, parking lots open at 3, gates open at 5. Soldier Field's Twitter account did not say it, but like almost every Bears player seemingly did. And it's embarrassing. The Bears players have to tell fans of the Heritage franchise to shut the bleep up when the Bears have the ball and go nuts when the Packers do. There's your home field advantage. Shut up when your team has the ball and make all kinds of noise when the Packers do. The Packers also posted this on, not Packers, the Bears posted this on social media this week. The team was giving away 4 tickets to tonight's game against the Packers. Now, I didn't read everything, but some of the fine print, if you didn't read it, you should know all 4 spots are on the defensive line. So keep that in mind. Tonight's Bears-Packer game at Soldier Field will undoubtedly attract some people from Wisconsin. So let me offer a couple public service announcements for our visitors from the north. When you cross the border into Illinois, turn your watch forward 100 years. If you eat at a restaurant, the long, thin thing is called a knife, and the pokey one is called a fork. And if you're staying at a hotel, that other room over there, that other thing with the metal hanging out, that's a shower. The shower is free. Ditto the shampoo and the soap. Use them. Now, some news this morning. Associated Press All-Pro team was announced. Kevin Byard and Joe Tooney made the first team. Darnell Wright made the second team. Darnell Wright probably deserved better given the kind of season he had, what he fought through, but you certainly understand why it might not happen. But to be recognized on the second team, that's Ryan Poles' first draft choice, right? He kept trading it away. He traded the one to the Panthers, got the nine, and didn't want Jalen Carter, traded that back one, and Darnell Wright's first draft choice. Going to their first playoff game.
Kyler Gordon was his first draft choice the year earlier. Darnell Wright was his third, his first round pick is what Darnell Wright was.
There we go. Okay.
You're in the ballpark.
I'm so confused. I suck. You know what? So I have to believe you're wrong because you're on Saturday Suckage too. Anyways, you know what? I think we should do.
It is his first drafted player to make All Pro. That we know.
Okay, that's good. You're making the most of your first rounders.
It's the first time since 1986 the Bears had two offensive linemen make All Pro.
And they were, share with the audience,
Jim Colbert and Jay Hilgenberg.
Who used to be a regular on this show. We loved Hilgi. Can't catch him now, but we loved Hilgi. I think this would be a good opportunity, a good day, to revisit that trade. There is so much on this Bears roster and this Bears future that trade produced. While Bryce Young is in the playoffs with maybe the worst playoff team since the one the Bears last beat. Remember, that was a 7-9 Seahawks team. So really, you can go back 15 years for the last time the Bears won a playoff game, but you need to go back 20 to the last time they won a playoff game against a respectable team. Panthers are hosting the Rams, which is the part of the ridiculousness of the NFL. The Rams have to fly cross country with a double-digit wins, and they're the visitors. But anyways, the Panthers are in the playoffs. Same year the Bears are. But I want to revisit that trade. We'll do that later. Some positive news for the Bears that last we saw, unless they put out injured lists every hour today on game day, Kyler Gordon was full and is listed as questionable, but Kyler Gordon's TikTok messaged, "See you Saturday." I don't think he's talking about glad-handing fans walking through the stands at Soldiers Field. So Roma Dunze, Ozzie Drapillo, full practice, no designation. The fear, of course, especially with Adunze, how good can he be? How healthy? What is he actually going to be able to do? Packers appear to be getting right tackle Zach Tom back. And Tom's a guy that kind of leave one-on-one. And they're going to be double-teaming whoever else they view as. Who would they view as dangerous on the Bears line?
I guess the guy that would be getting double-teamed would be Montez Sweat.
Is that by,
although,
that's,
you know,
by
Grady
default?
Grady Jarrett's been pretty good recently. I don't know if you necessarily want to. I mean, I don't know if he's the guy that you're going to be double teaming, though. But of the Bears defensive lineman, Montez Sweat.
Yeah. I was looking up stats on Montez Sweat and Max Crosby, and everybody wants Max Crosby. The numbers are really similar, which doesn't mean, you know, that opponents game plan for them the same way, but their numbers are pretty similar. Maybe get to that later. Ian Rappaport reported this morning on NFL Network and through his Twitter account. Sources say the Packers plan to engage head coach Matt LaFleur in contract discussions shortly after the season ends. You know, with any luck, could be 11 o'clock tonight. With a mutual goal of extending LaFleur's contract, his deal expires following the 2026 season. So this avoids the whole lame duck thing. He's 76-40-1, widely considered to be one of the better coaches in the NFL, unless you're in Wisconsin and you go, all he's done with that Aaron Rodgers is get the seventh seed and not one. So that's the way their standards are a little different. But there had been the thought this game was all about a referendum on Matt LaFleur. His job is hanging in the balance, according to this report. Now, Matt LaFleur could have a different idea of his value, especially if he wins. Hey, I just beat the $13 million coach. This is what I'm worth if the Packers win tonight. So they could mutually agree that they're not going to agree on a contract. But anyways, he's not coaching for his job tonight. He's not in danger of being fired. Negotiations might not go anywhere. That's according to Ian Rappaport. There's a Twitter account called Da Windy City Productions. Tweeted out this spectacular stat. We just talked AP All-Pro team Joe Tooney, left guard. Joe Tooney will be playing in his 22nd playoff game tonight. Tonight also will be the 22nd playoff game for the Bears as an organization since 1985. No wonder Tooney has remained so calm and Chicago has been in such chaos. We don't know how to act. I saw this week. Sean Hammond in the Tribune wrote, quote, "You're going to see something that's an unscouted look." It was a quote from Jeremy Garrett, the Bears defensive line coach. In case you wondered, despite what the seasons look like, the Bears have a defensive line coach. It's still unclear what he does.
Do we need the breaking news sounder for that one?
They have a defensive line coach, despite what you've seen. So Jeremy Garrett said, "You're going to see something that's an unscouted look. It always happens on both sides of the ball, even on special teams. It always happens when you get to this time of year. So your fundamentals, your eyes, your technique have to come to play. You have to keep your composure because there's going to be emotions." Okay. So you expect that from Ben Johnson, don't you? Aren't you waiting for that from Ben Johnson? But you need it from Dennis Allen. Do you know what Dennis Allen's advantage is? If you wondered if he had one, here's what I think the Bears defensive coordinator's advantage is. Jordan Love. Jordan Love in playoff games specifically. Jordan Love is Midwest for Sam Darnold, if you're talking playoff games. His last two playoff games, both losses, he's thrown two TDs and five, count them, five interceptions. Did it against the Niners in 2023 and the Eagles last year. So he looks like what former Packers defensive back Charles Woodson used to say about Jay Cutler. Just stand back there and he'll throw you the ball. Okay. Jordan Love's going to throw you the ball. And that's what the Bears do. They have people throw them the ball. Bears defense anyways. So what do you think? What's going to be, I don't know if it's trickery, what's going to be from Ben? Is it going to be a stumble bum? Of course, with the weather tonight, they may be stumbling around anyways without being called. We saw the hook and ladder, the flea flick, the hike through the legs of Cole Kmet over Kyle Manongai's head and all that kind of trickery where he went all neggy. Do you have any idea? Do you have a thought? Do you know where would you go with this, Studs? Trash Panda, tell the crowd, if you had to pick a Ben Johnson twist, an unscouted look, would it be?
Ooh,
I have an idea, and since you used to play this football thing, let me run it by you. After you spend the season, you watch the Bears, you see them on tape, and you know there's a certain amount of trickery, but they want to run. What about RPOs?
Ooh, I like that. They haven't done that at all.
Right. And
they did do a kind of a couple against the Lions, but they were... It was just a couple flashes. There's two plays that were definitely RPOs against the Lions.
You want to run the ball because the Packers suck against the run as much as the Bears do.
And maybe you're referring to like a read option, not necessarily an RPO.
Yes, more read option, okay, to give Caleb. I'm going to trust Caleb's decision making, but I'm also going to trust his legs. You want to be able to run the ball to maintain possession. The Bears have lost time of possession the last 3 weeks by a lot. 11 minutes, 7 minutes, 12 minutes. They just suck because they couldn't stop different offenses and they couldn't close the middle of the field. But if Ben's going to throw in a wrinkle and you want it on your quarterback anyways and you want to run extend the clock and possessions – I wouldn't be surprised if there were some read options and let Caleb make decisions maybe before the last couple minutes of the game. You know, Caleb has turned in, and the Bears defense has turned this team into an NBA team, right? You only need to watch the last 2 minutes, and that's it. Then you get your answer. That's it. Don't even worry about it. So the game may start at 7:20 today on Prime and Fox locally, Channel 32. But just tune in around, I don't know what, 10:15, catch the last couple minutes, and you get find out what happens.
So here's what I think would be fun. And they have done this before this season, but it was in the first couple games. How about a little DJ Moore in the backfield?
Okay. I'd be in favor of that. But
just a little flavor, and you know, maybe he lines up in the backfield and they throw a little swing screen to him kind of thing, not necessarily getting handoffs like he was in the first couple games.
Screen last week looked awful. That was scary.
Well, they have largely been pretty good at screens this year. Last year they had one bad one, but that's an outlier this year. Ben Johnson has fixed the Bears screen game in 1 year.
It's closer to Green Bay's than it used to be any other Bears coaches or Bears offensive coordinator when they sucked. All right, we'll take a break. I should tell you who our guests are because we have a special one coming up at 1 o'clock. For now, at 11:25, after this break, Herb Howard of the Bigs will be here. Herb was there all week. There's a vibe in the Bears dressing room, and he's been there all year. We're going to find out the difference between playoff Bear week, prep week, and what he saw in the regular season. At noon, Sparky Pfeiffer. I forgot the numbers, 95.7. We've had so many radio. What number is Sparky from? Sparky's from behind the cheddar curtain. We've had him on before, so I should know this. But I suck, so I did not bother to write it down. And he will be here. We'll talk Packers, and we will talk Jordan Love. Could he be the Bears' advantage on defense? And 1 o'clock, I'm going to talk to the oldest living ex-Bear. His name is John DeMore. He was featured in a story in the Sun-Times. He's 92. He played for the Bears in 57, 58, 59. He played for Papa Bear. He's still watching the games. We'll find out what his plans are tonight. And we'll talk to him about greatest Bears player he ever saw and why. So that's going to be special. We're going to talk to the oldest living ex-Bear and see if he hated the Packers then the way everybody hates the Packers now. For now, we'll take a break. This is Saturday Suckage. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling
calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Area code 414. Again, this is a gloating Packer fan. And you know what? You know what all you can do? You can basically bend over, grab your ankles, and kiss your own rear end. Get comfortable sucking, Bear fans. Well, if you're a Packer fan, we don't give a darn what you say. If you are a Packer fan, your opinion means nothing. We don't care.
You know what? Now it's officially Bears-Packers in the playoffs. It wasn't an official game day until we heard from the Grobber. So we're going to make sure we hear everything from the Grobber today. Bears-Packers. He hated the Packers with the white-hot intensity of a supernova. Hated Packer fans like that. And there was vintage Grobber. We will continue to bring vintage Grobber to the air on Saturday Suckage. Welcome in, welcome back. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And by the way, this is the radio station I just mentioned, this place. Before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in today from 4, 6:45 p.m. for the pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the wild card matchup. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Just like all of Herb Howard of the Bigs can be heard on the Odyssey app and The Score. Welcome back to the show, Herb. How are you today?
I am feeling like everybody else in the city of Chicago. I'm excited, I'm nervous, I'm cautiously optimistic.
Have you taped up your ankles yet, or are you saving that for later?
Listen, I'm trying to get prepared as best I can. It's a really, really great feeling, but there is some angst involved as well.
Angst for you. You know what? Let's talk about that. Because I would imagine there was a different feeling this week in the Bears locker room, playoff preparation week, compared to the regular season. So compare and contrast. Share with the class what would be the difference this week compared to the regular season weeks you covered.
You know, unfortunately, I don't feel much difference between, you know, how they went about their business and how they're going about preparing for this one. I think some of them are just too young to even understand. Many of them haven't been there. And then the veterans are just kind of trying to keep things steady. And so I think what the Bears have done really, really well this year is to kind of, you know, keep everything right in front of them. Keep the main thing, compartmentalize things. I think they have an opportunity to kind of show their ability to do that after the loss at Lambeau, and then they were able to still focus in on Cleveland Browns and not try to skip over them to the next Packers game, which was the following week. It would have been easy to kind of fall into what could have been a bit of a trap game going into that Cleveland game. They did not. They focused in on Cleveland. They beat them like they should have beat them. And then even after they beat Green Bay, you know, the kind of high they were coming off of with that dramatic finish in that game at Soldier Field, they had to kind of refocus again and get ready to go out to San Francisco and play a really good 49ers team. They were able to do that, and they went out there and played step for step with that 49ers team. And so I think every time they've been met with the challenge of, you know, just kind of keeping this thing focused on what's right in front of you, they've been able to meet that occasion. I think tonight shouldn't be any different.
We're talking with Herb Howard of the Bigs. We're talking Bears-Packers here, playoff game tonight. And we're doing it on The Score. So the Lions game was curious. To me, it looked like Ben made a rookie mistake I think he got so overcome with emotion. It's the Lions. They annihilated him last time. His former team, his former coach, and we're going to do this. I'm going to make it simple, and we're just going to... And I think his head exploded. I don't know why you would change everything when it was going pretty well, when your offense was certainly humming. Why would you change it? Why you stick to the run? Have as much of the own as much of the clock as you could. I think he screwed up, and his players might have been looking at him like, well, if this doesn't matter much to you, if we're doing a lot less, and what he called the simplest game plan he's had, like going back to training camp, I don't understand. It looked like a rookie mistake, and I'm looking at that way and saying, is it possible that happens in a playoff game? If his head seemed to have exploded against Detroit, what happens when you get to an actual playoff game against your evil, dreaded rival? You watched Ben all week. You heard him all week. Tell me what you think.
Yeah, I don't think that's an unfair assessment in terms of, you know, how they went into the Detroit Lions game. I think trying to figure out, you know, what matters, how are we going to go and try and compete for the second seed or the third seed, and who's going to play who, and who's healthy, who's up, who's down. I think there's a lot that goes into that. What are we going to put on tape? What are we not going to put on tape? And you could be very well right that they just kind of overwhelmed him into making the decision that perhaps he would make differently if he had an opportunity to. But he's been very honest and transparent throughout this entire process. He's doing a lot of things for the very first time, and he understands that. And sometimes, most a lot of times, he gets things right, and sometimes he'll get them wrong. That may have been one of those things. I do think that, you know, going into this Packers game, he'll just lean on his familiarity with the Packers, and he understands that they're very familiar with him as well. They'll put together their best game plan. It's not really rocket science. Everybody understands who the Bears are. And so a lot of the questions that were coming up this week and popping up about the defense and, you know, the how many yards and points they give up and the pass rush or the offense and the slow starts, we understand what this team is by now. We've seen it for 17 games. We know what they're capable of and what tendencies they have to do things that they wish they did better. But the fact of the matter is the Bears have to establish the running game. They got to get out there and they got to be able to run the ball on offense to control the game in terms of time of possession, field position. They got to play stingy red zone defense. The Bears defense is going to give up yards to this Packers offense. That's just what it is. They're going to give up yards between the 20s. They got to play stingy defense in the red zone. They got to find a way to take the ball away, and they got to control it on the ground game offensively. If they do those things, then they'll be playing again at home in Soldier Field next week. If they don't do those things, then they'll probably be done until next season.
Herb Howard of the Bigs is my guest here on The Score, talking Bears-Packers football. So given these two teams are the same. Neither team can stop the run. Both teams want to run the ball and possess the ball. The Bears' special teams are better than the Packers' special teams. So everything's very tight here, and it might be last team with the ball wins. The Bears have managed to win games when they've been out time of possession. Do you think it's that imperative at home where this stadium could explode? If the Bears win the toss, do you think Ben would take the ball and force the run and force a drive down there? They haven't scored on a first drive for a couple months now, and they did it in the first two games of the year with a script, but they haven't done it since November 2nd. Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic supplied that information, or at least updated, reminded me of that. So do you think he would take the ball, and what do you think he would do? How do you think he would approach it if he did that? Do you expect that?
I don't know. I wouldn't really expect him to do it. I'm very much in favor of just taking the ball, and deferring to the second half and taking it coming out of the half if you win the toss. There's an opportunity for you to get it twice. There's also an opportunity for you to impact whatever's already happened in the game. If you have the lead, there's an opportunity for you to extend it. If you're trailing, there's an opportunity for you to get back into it. And there's also, like I said, the opportunity to go 2-for-1. So I'm always about that. I think it's a playoff game. You got to set the tone defensively either way. And should the Packers go down there and score first, perhaps, but you want to play with the level of confidence that your special teams are going to go out there and set you up in a good spot, make as long a field as possible for Green Bay to have to travel. And then the defense, just make sure you don't give up a touchdown in that opening drive. And then you can still come back and set the tone with your running game. I think they need to open up the game offensively with the run. And whether they have the ball first or second, I think that's got to be the mentality. I guess you can talk yourself into setting the tone. I think everybody understands this game is going to go down to the last few minutes of the game. And I don't know that who has it first matters quite as much as having the potential to get it coming out of the half.
Yeah, and who has it last? It's our turn. That's right. That's the way things are going to go. So what always scared me, and the Packers have a history of this, whether it was Jordy Nelson and right through Christian Watson, they run a slant, they throw a ball 3 yards, and it goes for 60. Mm. We saw that last time. And we also saw that whether it was Chauncey Gardner or whether it was Jalen Johnson, nobody can run with Christian Watson. And they certainly haven't stopped him at the line of scrimmage. They haven't slowed him down. What do they do about that? What do the Bears defense do about that? If the middle of the field is a dangerous thing, but getting the ball quickly to Watson, whoever else is hurt, Dontavian Wicks is out for the Packers, how do they do that? Who covers this guy? Who tries to stay with Watson? What do they do to him?
Well, obviously, Jalen Johnson has played an all-pro level before in his career. He's not that player right now. Coming off of injury, he's just not 100% of himself if he tries to work it back. The Bears only have one person on their roster who's capable of carrying these receivers on these deep crossing routes, 30, 40 yards across the field, these in-breaking routes, and that's Kyler Gordon. He hasn't played much at all this season. He comes back today. We'll see, you know, how much of himself he is. But he's the only person that gives them a chance to carry these guys. When you talk about the man-to-man coverage, for all the things that C.J. Gardner-Johnson does well in terms of blitzing off the edge or being in run support or playing in the zone, he's a liability in man coverage, and we've seen that get exposed time and time again. Kyler Gordon is not a liability in man coverage, and I think he gives them an opportunity to be able to do things that they weren't able to do without him. Christian Watson, listen, he can be a matchup nightmare for a lot of guys. His size-speed combination is tough to deal with. The Bears are going to have a good plan for him. They're going to have to know where he is. They got to play with good eye discipline, not get caught looking at the wrong thing and let somebody run right by you. But I think Kyler Gordon coming back gives the Bears at least a chance in the middle of the field in terms of those slot receivers to play man-to-man coverage when they choose to without getting exposed.
Herb Howard is my guest. The Bigs, you can catch his stuff there, and I recommend you do. We're talking football on the Score, Bears and Packers. The Keyshawn Nixon factor. Mm-hmm. Like the Bears saw, I mean, the last time they were in the playoff game, actually it was Chauncey Gardner, right? He just suckered Bears players into slugging him, and they got kicked out even after they had been warned. And he was that kind of antagonist. He's not healthy enough to do it, but he made an impact on the Bears. Keyshawn Nixon sounds like that guy. He's been doing a lot of talking. A lot of the Packers have been doing a lot of talking. What did the Bears think or say about what verbiage and garbage has been coming out of Green Bay?
I think Grady Jarrett was the best response that I heard to it throughout the week. And he was just talking about how they're taking the hit personal that Austin Booker put on Jordan Love and knocked him out of the game and knocked him out for a couple of weeks, essentially. And they're taking it personal. And Grady Jarrett's like, so what? Like, and then what? Like, you take it personal, and then what? Are you going to play harder? Are you going to tackle harder? You're going to focus? Like, it's a playoff game. You're going to play as hard as you can regardless. So we're taking that personal. What does that even mean? Like, oh, okay, take it personal. And then what? Like, we still got to go out there and play the game. So you can talk all of that stuff if you want to. At 7 o'clock, 7:30, the ball's going to get kicked off. And we're going to go out there and play a football game for four quarters. And we're not going to play any, you know, harder because you took something personal from the previous game. That's just, it sounds cool. It's something to talk about. It can be turned into bulletin board material. But at the end of the day, football is about one man moving another man off the spot that he doesn't want to move from. And if you're going to try hard to do that because you took something personal, then have at it. But I don't think it means much of anything.
The wind, rain, snow, wintry mix, whatever the conditions are, how do you think that affects what the Bears want to do, and how do you think that affects what the Packers want to do? Does that help the Bears' defense? Because God knows they need it.
Yeah, I think these are two teams that are very familiar with these types of elements. If it wasn't a dome team or one of those West Coast teams, I think it might be more of a factor. Not to say that it won't impact the game, it's just to say that both teams are familiar with it and understand how to play in it. That goes for the quarterbacks, that goes for the kicking game. And so I don't know that either team will gain an advantage. Not to say, again, that it won't impact the game, but I don't think either one of them gains an advantage over the other team. And so I think they'll get out there and they'll kind of figure it out, see what the wind is doing, see how the surface of the field is. Hopefully it's covered up right now as it's still raining and snowing or whatever. And then uncover the field and see what it looks like. And guys will get out there and figure out what cleats they need to wear and, you know, what they're going to do in terms of keeping the ball. Like, I think both of these teams have had ample experience playing in Lambeau, playing in Soldier Field, to be able to deal with these elements. That I don't think it'll give either one of them a leg up on the other.
Herb, before I let you go, one last question about, we were talking about this earlier, that we expect Ben Johnson to show us something we haven't seen before, show the mm-hmm. Packers something they haven't seen before. So do you have any thoughts on what that might be or when it might happen, how it might look? Do you have any thoughts on thinking along with Ben and all of his magic bag of tricks?
Yeah, it could be something in the kicking game. I mean, you said the Bears have a better special teams unit than the Packers, and we've seen Coach Hightower pull out different things against the Packers. Last year it was Josh Blackwell's and DJ Moore's trick punt return that allowed Josh Blackwell to essentially walk, you know, 90 yards down the right sideline for a touchdown. And so it could be something in the kicking game. They could find these small little details that gives them a little bit of information for how they can steal the next extra possession. So I think if you get to a situation where the Bears are considering punting and they're between the 40s, that may be a situation where you want to keep your eyes open for something the Bears might try to do to steal the next possession. It could be something the Packers do as well. But I think the Bears' special teams unit is just better, like you said. So I think, you know, it could be something offensively, but I think offensively, more so than trying to find some trick play or digging deep in your bag, it's just about lining up. You got two all-pro linemen. You got another Pro Bowl. You got two more Pro Bowl linemen. Like, just line it up, punch guys in the mouth, move them, use the running game, set up the play action, do those types of things. If you're going to look for something to get an extra edge, I would look towards the kicking game.
All righty then. We'll mark that tape. We'll bookmark it, earmark it, and do all those other things to it. Herb, always a pleasure. Thank you for taking time out today. Thanks for joining me on The Score.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
All right. Herb Howard of the Bigs. Good stuff. Interesting. Kicking game. All right. We'll look forward to that. Take a break when we come back. You know what? I said it earlier, and I want to trash panda. We're going to look at the trade. We're going to go back over it. It's worthwhile. Both teams involved in that trade are in the playoffs. And look at this, all the riches the Bears ended up with instead of revisiting Brock for Broglio the way we've done some of these trades in this town. Let's revisit something where it was a dead bang winner. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
With the 10th pick in the 2023 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Darnell Wright, offensive tackle, Tennessee.
You're a Packer fan. That automatically means you're wrong.
We are WLES. We are all less, all the time, all the hits. Grobber, hatred of the Packers. 269 texter gets it. Appreciate this. Stevie Sunshine, the Grobber's hatred of the Packers was only exceeded by his faith in Pluto being a planet.
I believe in Pluto as a planet. I happen to think it exists out there.
Those idiots at NASA, what do they know?
I happen to think it exists.
It exists out there. We will bring you less. We will bring you Grobbers, Packers, tirades all morning, all afternoon. It's what we do here as part of Saturday Psychic, just Bears, Packers in a playoff game. And there's nothing that says hating the Packers, evil, dreaded Packers, like less. So we'll keep bringing you that. And if there's any, if they ever, the Bears ever play Pluto, we'll be able to bring that to back to you as well. For now, we're going to bring back the trade. Now, this sounds like the greatest trade since Herschel Walker. This is Dallas Cowboy. Parents, tell your kids. The Bears traded the 2023 number one overall pick. They had number one. Lovie Smith got them. Lovie Smith had nothing to gain by it, had everything to lose, including his job. And he looked in his pockets and he said, you know, I've got zero bleeps to give, so we're going for it. And they got it. And the Bears ended up the number one pick. Anyways, the Bears traded the 2023 number one overall pick to the Panthers. And the Panthers traded them the 2023 number nine overall pick, 2023 number 61 overall, 2024 number one overall, 2025 number 39 overall, and oh yeah, DJ Moore. The 2023 number nine overall pick was traded to Philadelphia for the number 10 overall pick and a fourth round pick in 2024. Basically, the Bears were sitting there and they could have Jalen Carter. And Ryan Poles, probably correctly, said, my locker room can't handle Jalen Carter and whatever kind of mischief and whatever kind of trouble he's going to cause. We don't have that locker room culture. They would now, right? If that guy were available, that kind of crazy were available.
I think so. Yeah. Now, yeah.
He'd be happy to do that.
Eberflus couldn't have handled that guy.
No, Muncy Eberflus needs to leave. He needs to leave everywhere.
I think every
he's been asked. He got hired here right around the time Indy was going to say, you suck. Get out.
I think every year, the end of every season, we should have a ceremonial Matt Eberflus is fired. Even if he doesn't have a job, Matt Eberflus is fired.
Right. It's pretty much what he does. I like that. I'm going to deal with that and some of the fallout from that.
Our culture
later.
Is awesome.
Yeah, culture is awesome. Okay, so they selected, once they traded back with Philadelphia, Darnell Wright. Second team AP All-Pro. It was announced today. So there's your right tackle, Darnell Wright. The 2023 number 61 overall, Tyreek Stevenson. Boy, hasn't he been a curious thing this week, Tyreek Stevenson. I got some thoughts on that. We're going to never met a conspiracy or an unanswered question. Like, everybody's BS detector went off this week, right? Everybody knew Dennis Allen's lying. Ben Johnson's lying. They are full of crap about Tyreek Stevenson.
Well, I think there's a lot of gamesmanship that's been happening, starting with the Lions game with this coaching staff. We can get into that later.
Yeah.
We can finish this.
I think you're right. But they are so full of crap about Tyreek Stevenson.
Something clearly happened.
And Al Harris sort of gave the game away.
You can't tell me that Dennis Allen sat there and watched Jalen Johnson and Nashawn Wright getting beat over and over on in-breaking routes and didn't say maybe we should give Tyreek a go.
Yeah, right.
Like there's something happened.
I have some thoughts on that.
Or it was deliberate heading into the game.
It was a punishment. It was a punishment. Anyway,
had to have been.
2024 number one overall pick, Caleb Williams. That's a good pick there. 2024, number 122 overall, punter Torrey Taylor. So they needed it. And Eberflus' team needed a punter. He was their most valuable offensive player because they were idiots over there. And when the Bears selected Caleb Williams and in the same draft got the punter, Caleb Williams texted the punter, "We're not going to need you." And he's right. I think they punted less than any team this year.
Torrey Taylor, actually, we found out in the past couple weeks after the conclusion of the regular season, was the least utilized punter in Bears history this season.
In Bears history, yeah. And Caleb was right. Yeah, we're not going
to. It's a season early.
Have a seat. Yeah. 2025, number 39 overall. This year's draft paid off that trade, the gift that kept on giving, with Luther Burden III. Luther Burden III is up there with all of the regular all-pro names you think of. Nacua and guys you know are great as far as EPA, which Ben believes in. And I'm telling you, Luther Burden III is going to lead the league in yak some season. It might be next year, might be the year after. He's going to be that guy.
I think by this time next season, he's going to be the best receiver on the team.
Well, he's right up there with Colston Loveland. They are dramatic changes from what we've seen. That paid off the trade. Once they both finally got hurt, I mean, got healthy. Right, one of the both. Anyways, and those two on the field, Colston Loveland, matchup nightmare. As bad as Christian Watson is for the Bears and nobody can run with him, that's it, Colston Loveland. They got nobody to cover him. And the Packers are going to be in trouble. The Luther Burden III, he's got, well, they all got dropsy. That's why I'm not really thrilled about Rome coming back. I've just seen too many drops that were inexplicable. And if they don't play Oz, that's fine by me. He leads the team in drops. But the dangerous weapons from those two guys and Burden paid off that trade. It's spectacular. Bears will play that first playoff game with this draft, this quarterback, this coach. Oh, my goodness. We'll see what it means to the Packers. We'll go behind enemy lines, behind the cheddar curtain. Sparky Pfeiffer of The Fan up in Milwaukee will talk Bears, Packers with him. I'm Steve Rosenblum, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt,
financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.